Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Liminallands, an episode I'm calling McElligot's Pool. I don't have any new patrons to thank this week, so we'll just get right to it. Now, enjoy the show.
Okay, hypothetical future listeners. Let me attempt to explain what I'm looking at here. It's a nice pond in the middle of the woods. It's, say, somewhere between an acre or two big. Big enough I'd consider trying to fish it and hope it actually has fish. Or gig for frogs. Nearly every pond has frogs. I would, if it weren't for what's reaching up out of the pond. It looks like a giant black tentacle with, like, curved bars instead of suckers. And it's just squirming around. And it's big. Y'all, it's sticking up out of the almost exact middle of the pond. And it's got to be at least 15 feet tall. And where it meets the water, it's got to be as big around as my waist. That can't be, like, a creature from our world. That thing's got to be either native to here or from what Cat called the Dark World. Man, I feel like knockoff brand David Attenborough again. But whatever. I'm honestly terrified, guys. I don't see how this pond could hold something that big. Unless it's McElligot's Pool. A little Dr. Seuss joke for you there. But damn, y'all. I'm really glad I don't actually know what the rest of that thing looks like. What kind of incredibly horrifying creature has a giant tentacle... Oh. Well, that's incredibly disturbing. God. It shredded that bird. Ugh. And it's back. Shit. Damn it. I really should already be out of here already. But here's the thing, HFLs. That's a lot of water right there. And I need water. That pond is a huge opportunity. Could fill up my collapsible bladders. Enough water for days and days. Can I pass this up? I mean, yeah, I know what you're probably thinking. Yes! Pass it up. Get out of there. There's a giant barbed monster tentacle sticking out of it. It's probably attached to some eldritch monster from the Dark World. You just watched it catch a bird out of the air and shred it to pieces. It is some straight-up H.P. Lovecraft type shit. Get the hell out of there. And you'd have a good point there. But let me present my counter-argument. This place I'm in is dangerous seemingly everywhere. It's probably got more eldritch abominations and mind-rending terrors per square mile than Texas has mosquitoes per square mile. I'd probably be in as much danger anywhere else as I am here. And at least I've got a small idea what the danger is here. It's at least partially out in the open for me to see. Now, I'm not going to make the mistake and assume I know the entirety of the danger this thing represents, but I have some idea. And I also know how serious running out of water was. Yeah, 3 days. But come on, those second 2 days are torture. Dehydration, headache, miserable. That is a danger, I understand. I still have some water, maybe 2 days' worth. But I have no guarantee that I'll find water anytime soon. Shit, guys, I'm still lost. I could very well accidentally walk in circles for days and days. So, hypothetical future listeners, take your negative attitude somewhere else. Save it for someone who isn't as desperate as I am. I can't pass up any opportunity. I'll just have to be incredibly careful. And maybe I can... Okay. Yeah. A nice big rock. Maybe I can get some more information here. Oh, seems safe to say that pissed it off. Did I learn anything? Besides, don't throw any more rocks into the lake. No, I don't. Huh. Guys, that's another tentacle. It's different than the first one. It's much thinner. And it's got a node, a bulb, on the end of it instead of tapering off like the other one. And it isn't moving the same either. It seems less random. Kind of like it's scanning or look. Oh, shit. Okay, guys. I'm not sure, but it could have been. Well, it looked like an eye. Like an eye on a long stalk, systematically looking for whatever or whoever threw that rock. Looking for me. Luckily, I got behind this big-ass pine tree before it turned this way. So, it shouldn't have seen me. Unless it has x-ray vision or some shit. For all I know, it does, but hopefully not. Did you hear that? Let me peek around here. Okay. That small stalk disappeared again. It's back to normal, sort of. Or, I mean, how it was when I got here, at least. That one barbed tentacle just waving around. I gotta do it now before I lose all my nerve. Okay. Okay, this is fine. Okay, that's one. Second one feeling. Oh, fuck. Okay, HFLs, that is bad. I'll pause for a second here, give you a chance to say, I told you so. Get it out of your system. Okay, said it? Damn it, y'all. This is not good. The thing almost got me. Okay, so here's what happened. So I filled up my first water container just fine. I was starting to fill up the second one, that eye tentacle popped up right in my face. Trust me when I say I almost shit myself right then. And I was right. It was an eye. Then it grabbed me with that barbed tentacle faster than I could even move. It got me around the leg, and it started dragging me into the pond. It felt like an iron band wrapped around my leg. I thought, well, you know what I thought, but I was able to get my knife out. I don't think it would have done anything to that big barbed tentacle, I don't know. Like I said, that thing felt tough as nails wrapped around my leg, but luckily that eye stalk was trying to get a real close look at me, and so I gave it a close look at my knife. I managed to slash the eye with it. And it must have hurt it, because it let me go. Long enough for me to get away, at least. Those barbs, though. Those goddamn hooked barbs. They tore my leg up pretty bad. I mean, it looks really bad. I washed it off, cleaned it up, and I got it stopped bleeding, mostly. Yeah, you heard me right. I washed it off. Wasted about half of the water I'd collected. Boy, this sure was worth it. Now, you're probably wondering to yourself, if your leg is that tore up, how are you so calm and collected? You're one of the whiniest bitches in existence. You should be writhing and screaming in pain, yelling some colorful curse words. My response? First off, that's pretty mean. What did I ever do to you? But second, yeah, you're not wrong.
I probably normally would be. But earlier, when I said it looks bad, that's because I can't feel how bad it is at all. My leg is completely numb from the knee down. This really wasn't worth it. Next time I want water, I'll just cut myself a dowsing rod. Who knows? Maybe it'll actually work here. You know, I actually had a water witch in our family. He'd make money by helping people find water. They'd pay him to tell them the best spot to put their well or whatnot. But the most money he made doing it was locating underground water line loops. For people, but also for the city. They'd hire him so they didn't have to dig up miles of line looking for leaks. He'd walk where the line ran with his dowsing rod, find a spot with a leak, and mark it. Later, the city would send someone out to dig up everywhere he marked and fix the leaks. He had a more than 95% success rate. You know, I asked him about it once, how he actually did it. I was old enough then to believe it was all bullshit. And, you know, I doubt he would have told me if he wasn't a six pack in or more, but he did. He said, once you know what to look for, it's easy. Big leaks would have softer ground. And often, he just looked for places where the grass was greener. I was floored. He said that was why he never did it during the rainy season, even though he told everyone it was just too wet. He'd be getting hits everywhere. He wouldn't tell me any of his other secrets, or how he found the best spot for wells or whatnot. But he did tell me that sometimes, rarely, but sometimes, he actually did hit. The end of the dowsing rod would pull down hard. And he said every time, without fail, there was a huge amount of water in it. Even if there were no other signs, he trusted it when it hit like that. Of course, at the time, I thought he was just saying that, maybe regretting he had let me in on his secret and trying to cover up a bit, save some of his mystique. But now, after everything I've seen, I'm starting to wonder. Maybe he really did occasionally hit. Oh, and get this, HFLs. He said it only worked if he used the right wood for the dowsing rod. He said the only wood that would work was, wait for it, witch hazel. That just seemed a bit too on the nose for me. In case you haven't guessed, I'm stalling. Now that I've sat here and my leg has gone completely numb, I have zero idea if I can walk on this thing. And I'm scared to try. Oh, one good piece of news. I'm apparently, wherever I am out of range of that damn siren. When that tentacle monster thing grabbed me and knocked my ass to the ground, it knocked out one of my wax earplugs. And I don't hear anything right now. I don't have any urge to head in some specific direction, so that's good, I guess. Screw it. Time to see if this leg's gonna hold.
Damn it!
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines and the pines.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you've made it this far into the show, I think it's safe to say I've provided you with at least a few hours of entertainment, so if you would consider being kind enough to return the favor and leave a like or a review on your favorite podcast app, or, I mean, if you're feeling generous, I do have a Patreon, and I've got to say, without patrons, this show wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be able to keep doing it like I am now. So, you know, if you like it, just consider it. The Patreon has a lot of bonus content on it, guys. I mean, a lot of bonus content. And that's just for $3 a month. You can get access to all of that. So, you know, think about it. I appreciate you thinking about it anyways. I'm not listening to anything new this week. I'm just working on a bunch of various projects. So, I guess that's it. Until next time, beware of doorways.